time once again for Speaking of Schools here on 97.9 The Hill, our monthly check-in with our local school districts. And it is time to talk Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools once again. Of course, school is not happening right now, but there is still plenty of stuff happening around the district. And joining me to talk about what is on the minds of the CHCCS administration and schools community is the Chief Communications Officer for CHCCS, Andy Jenks. Andy, happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday, Brighton. Excited to be here. Glad to do the next 13 minutes on our Threads account. So let's begin.
That's definitely something to adjust to this summer, and has been fun to mess around with. As I mentioned, obviously, school is not happening, but I know that this is the start of summer programs at CHCCS.
Sure.
And parents who I imagine have their kids involved, their students involved, probably know what all that entails. But for folks who might not, what summer programs are CHCCS offering this year, and what should people kind of keep an eye out for if they're thinking, you know, a couple years down the road?
It's a common question. What do you all do during the summer? And that answer can go on for a long time, but summer programs is a key component of that. And today, Monday, is when our summer programs began. And for our newcomer students who are proficient in English and other languages, they may need a course to graduate or more than one course in order to meet graduation requirements. We also have programming for our EC or exceptional children students and students who need additional instruction and support based on performance during the most recent school year. And so we have a collection of assistant principals and teachers and staff who today began our summer programs for a variety of students so that they can get that individualized attention they need either to make graduation requirements or just to begin to excel and get new opportunities in certain subject areas that would help them do well when the next school year begins in late August.
Yeah, that individualized teaching is what jumps out to me, because I hear summer school or anything like that, and
sure,
I think a lot of people's hackles raise because they think it's a punishment or, you know, maybe not something you'd want to do during the summer, but all of those programs make so much sense to just make it so, one, especially, you know, for the EC folks, that they have some engagement over the summer and that their routines maybe don't quite change, but also to help out people in the district who, when the actual school year rolls around, might be too busy, might get overwhelmed, or just need a little bit of help.
It takes that shift in mindset too, because I remember what it was like growing up 100 years ago, and that mindset was somewhat prevalent at the time. But here it's an opportunity. It's something you can't get anywhere else. It's free, by the way, and those opportunities were extended directly to the students and the families who would benefit the most from it. So earlier in the school year, if our teachers and staff reached out to you and provided you with this opportunity, we would have been thrilled, or we are thrilled, with the students and families who are taking advantage of it for the next couple of weeks to get additional instruction in that individualized personal attention that you can still get during the school year, but what if we added a few additional weeks onto it? And that's what these summer programs are about.
It makes a lot of sense. So this is a housekeeping question. If, again, today's the first day that it started, if people are hearing this and go, oh, that actually sounds like something that would be beneficial for my student or somebody that I know, what should they do? Is it too late for this summer?
Correct. The rosters for this summer are complete. Our invitations were extended during the most recent school year for those students who were identified as being eligible or in need of additional opportunities that we offer this summer. But if you as a family member or a relative, a loved one of a student, are interested, we always advise that you reach out to a teacher, a counselor, or school principal to ask about what the summer programs are or ask what additional supports are necessary. The answer may not be a summer program. It may be something else that the school offers in particular that would meet a student's particular needs. So always feel free to reach out directly to your school and ask those questions so that we can do what's best for your student.
It's never too late to start planning ahead. And along those lines, I know that you guys in the CHCCS administration have long been planning ahead for this upcoming year. It's summer, so again, the tendency is to think, done with school for a little bit, but you guys are always in the cycle of preparation. And I saw that you recently launched some back-to-school resources on the website for families.
It no sooner than the caps from graduation hit the floor at the Smith Center to do the questions then become, let's talk about the upcoming school year. And that begins on Monday, August 28th. Seems so far away, but really it's not. It will get here very quickly. And so our plans have been and continue to be underway. And we know that as July and in particular in early August, attention ramps up dramatically. And so if you go to our main website, chccs.org, there's a back to school page. We have a quick links section, or just remember it as chccs.org/back to school. And we want to get some basic information out there right away, such as the calendar for next year or the required immunizations for certain student groups. As students get older, there are required immunizations all the way through 12th grade, just as there are when a child is a newborn baby, for example. And school supply lists are, of course, a big deal at the elementary level. And our goal is to make it easy for families to access that information. We don't assume that everyone out there is going to care about school supply list today in early July, but pretty soon those mindsets are going to start to shift a little bit, and particularly in early August, that's when the attention ramps up. And so we want to be ready. We're going to continue to build out those pages, but for resources about back to school, you can still find them right now on chccs.org.
Again, chccs.org/back to school is how to get to that page. We're speaking with Chief Communications Officer for the CHCCS School District, Andy Jinks, here on Speaking of Schools. Are there any other sort of prep or, you know, kind of over the summer things that you and the district suggest that families be thinking about? I mean, again, if you're the parent or a guardian of a student who's been in the district for a while, you probably are well aware of this. But, you know, during these dog days of the summer, it feels like it's not the worst time to go ahead and knock some of those kind of errands and chores out in some ways.
Well, I tell you what I really like, and speaking as the parent of now two middle school students, one of the things that we offer in late July and early August are called Middle School 101 and High School 101, and those opportunities are extended to our rising middle school students, so a student who's going to be in middle school for the very first time. Same thing for a rising ninth grader or in high school for the very first time, and it's a two-day camp, essentially, where students get to walk the halls of their new school, get to meet the staff of their new school, try to mimic the life of a middle schooler or a high schooler, and get some of those jitters out of the way over the course of 2 days so that when the first day of school comes, you're familiar with your surroundings. You know how to find certain rooms. Maybe you don't learn your exact schedule in the middle of summer, but you know where to go to find things like bathrooms and the cafeteria and the library and certain academic wings of every building. And as the parent of now two middle schoolers, I thought that was a really enjoyable experience for our kids to be able to get those jitters out of the way and meet some new friends and see some of their old friends as they all age into middle school. And so that's coming up over the course of two different weeks, late July, early August. By now, our families have signed up for it. But if there's a family in the listening audience who's going to have a middle schooler next year or a high schooler next year, keep this in mind that we offer these orientation programs and we highly encourage our families and students to take advantage of them because it really does get a lot of the logistical stuff out of the way early so that we can have a really successful start to middle and high school.
It's a huge benefit. I back in my home district when I was growing up was able to do that, and it made a difference since I was jumping from a very small middle school to the public high school, and really enjoyed that. Also, being in marching band helped a little bit too. You know, the chance to be there a little bit before other kids start coming in, being there later in the days too, you get to know the campus and people around the campus a little bit more before school really kicks
in. Just getting familiar with the new place, I think, can't be overstated. For a young person, that's extremely important to just get the jitters out of the way, to know where to go, to not feel like you're always rushed or going to be late to the next class. It's a really important thing in the life of a young student.
Once again, we're speaking with CHCCS's Andy Jinks. We have a couple minutes left. And one last thing, obviously, it is election season here. The filing period is happening, so we are very plugged into that at the radio station. And I know that the Chappell Carrboro City Schools Board of Education is going to have 4 seats on the ballot, as it does every 2 years in the local election cycle. And the district has some resources available for people who might want to learn more about what being a school board candidate is, correct?
Sure, that's a good point, Brighton. We have 4 of our 7 seats that are up for election this fall. It's not immediately clear which of our incumbents may or may not be running. That should become clear in the very near future. But regardless of who is or is not running, we want to put information out there to those who are thinking about running. Just what am I getting into? What are the time commitments? What's the prep material? And so we did about a 30-minute session, and we called it So You Wanna Be a Board Member. In other words, there's a lot to learn out there. And so we have our current board members, several of them, helped us with about a 30-minute presentation about what it's like to walk in a real board member's shoes. And there are plenty of things that you really can't ascertain simply by watching board meetings or participating in board meetings. Those are key things, and we encourage people to do that. But there's also a lot of work and prep that happens behind the scenes, a lot of time invested in email correspondence, public events, and other day-to-day tasks of an effective Board of Education member. Our current seven members all do this really well, and they elaborated on that in our 30-minute session, which is posted to the board's page of our website. So if you go to chccs.org, look for the page about the Board of Education, and there's a section there called So You Wanna Be a Board Member. 30-minute recording is there, plus the slide deck in case you just wanna click through it quickly, but it will bring prospective candidates up to speed on just what you're getting into if you decide to run for the board.
And a reminder to listeners out there, if you do decide to run to the board, your favorite daily local news source would love to help cover that. So just send me an email as well.
Excellent plug.
Again, chccs.org, the district website. As we wrap up, anything else that families should be knowing or thinking about, Andy?
Well, you know, it's summertime. We are still, I think, on the downslope of decompressing from the previous school year, and that's a natural part of the rhythm
Very
in the summer.
Fair.
But I think we're about to ramp up. This interview is a big part of that, where suddenly we're looking forward to the beginning of school Monday, August 28th for grades kindergarten through 12. As the saying goes, it'll be here before we know it. We couldn't be more excited to go through our summer programs and orient our middle and high school students. But that first day of school will be here. Our smiles will be huge, and we can't wait to see our students and staff again.
And we look forward to having CHCCS back onto the Speaking of School segment ahead of then to continue prepping our families out there for that upcoming school year. In the meantime, Andy Jenks, thanks so much for stopping by.
Brighton, thanks very much. Glad to do it.